My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, Guardians getting set to play a doubleheader. Time now for our starting lineup.
Would you rather see Will Brennan in center field?
I wish there was a better option than throwing a guy out there who kind of, and this is going to come off poorly. You know how you take the super athletic guy and throw him in center field for your beer league softball team, and it's he'll catch fly balls, but it's always kind of an adventure watching him catch fly balls? That's Lane Thomas in center field.
Well, you're talking about the team that put Tyler Freeman in center, Daniel Schneeman in center, Angel Martinez in center, all of whom were not outfielders. And now you've put an outfielder in center.
Yeah, don't you feel a little better about that? I do. I know you want to, like, I've heard people like kind of ridicule the thought of Thomas playing center field. I thought it kind of made sense.
Tyler Freeman did a great job out there defensively. I mean, I think it surprised everybody.
I'm sure you have some kind of stat that will destroy me, you know, some analytic thing that
no, because you'll just start making raspberry noises at me, and then Jeff will rake raspberry noises and use some statistic that he likes that, you know, we used to do that, and then we'll just end up in the same place we always do, which is the three of us just looking at each other like, well, all of you think each other are stupid, so why bother?
Okay,
all
well,
I can
fair.
Tell you is that it's an adventure with him in center field.
Hey, are you going to catch Austin Hedges tonight then with Cobb? Does that make sense? Who are you catching tonight? You're not. I don't think Naylor's going to catch both games, do you? You normally don't do that.
I would think not.
Yeah. I wonder who catches tonight. With the veteran coming back to be able to – I don't know if – would you put Fry back there or would you put Hedges? I think Hedges would probably start.
I would put Austin Hedges back there and say, handle him, will you?
Yeah. I would do the same thing. And
then
you too.
It's a great way to bring Alex Cobb into this team and give him your best defensive catcher, your veteran, guy who knows the league, knows what he's doing back there, can't hit a lick. But that's why he's in the league, because he's a great defensive catcher.
Does that really seem to matter at all if you're in the Guardians lineup anyway, if you're hitting after, what, fifth, sixth, that you can't hit a lick anyway?
Oh, that was almost harsh.
Well, but that's what we've seen all season long. I'm just stating facts, Jeff.
What are you saying about 220 hitters, Andy?
I'm just saying there's of 0 for something when you look at the bottom of the lineup, especially when you watch Rocchio go up there. You're like, okay, I play defense. He can play defense. Your thoughts on Cobb tonight, because after talking to Brian Anderson, I thought he painted a really good picture of what to watch for tonight to make sure that this guy that, you know, we're kind of pinning our hopes on. And I thought it was also interesting that Brian talked about the position he was in when he got traded from the then Indians to the Royals, because I remember that. And yeah, I almost felt like we were sitting there in the locker room or in the clubhouse with him when he got the news about exactly what he needed to do when he was in Kansas City. And I got to believe that's the same scenario for Cobb, right? Because the Guardians need him, man. They need this guy. And I don't know if he feels the pressure or not, but there's pressure there. Sheehan talking about him being the number two starter by the end of the season.
You know why?
Because he should be.
Because take a look at the rest of the rotation. That's the scary part of this thing moving forward. It's not the offense to me as much, Andy, because we've seen this team do very, very well without much offense for a long period of time. And I don't mean this year. I mean years. Why? Because it was dominated by a great starting rotation and a good bullpen. And we don't have that good starting rotation right now. I mean, they are searching. Anybody who steps up and does a nice job is going to be in there. Cantillo can put himself in the rotation if he goes out and throws well tonight. Without question.
Sure can.
You're today, in, yeah. Pal. Go.
One of these guys is going to have to step up because there's going to be a spot available.
And the guy who does, Andy's going to get that job.
I'll buy it. When you talk about Cobb tonight, and I'm not talking about the first game, even though we know Cantillo is going to start the first game. I'm talking about Cobb in the late game. Like, what is a goal? As a fan, I think I'm looking at him to maybe go, man, if he goes 5 innings, 100 pitches, I'll be maybe a little bit surprised. But if he could go 6 and 100 pitches, that'd be awesome. I'm realistically thinking get to 85 pitches, knowing that, you know, he hasn't pitched all year and knowing where he's coming from, that if he looks smooth and everything's good, I don't care what inning it is, 85 pitches, probably see you later. Let's live to see another day.
I hope he can get through 5 innings. And I don't even want to look at pitch counts on this. I just get through 5. If you can get through 5 and you throw 70 pitches, fine, take him out. You know, but you're not. I wouldn't think, Andy, you're going to throw him anything more than what you said, 85 pitches.
85 to 100. I think it just depends on where he at, what he looks like. And even if he looks good at 100, I still think you've got to ramp him up. Because I know it's a big game. I know it's a big weekend.
Baby.
But they need to be careful, especially if they want to be able to have him and make a run for the playoffs. So
ramp him up.
Alex Cobb gets the start tonight. We had a chance to talk about that for a little bit. When we come back, Jeff, I want to talk about USA basketball. That game that we saw yesterday, and there were a couple other Olympic headlines I want to get to, including a 16-year-old running this morning. That was pretty cool. 216-474-0092.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.